Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm slipping. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Welcome to Drinking Bros. Somber episode, D'Anthony. We lost our hero.
He might be lower than 6 feet, depending on what you believe. Right.
Do you think it's hot or cold where he is?
It's hard to say.
We lost the juice, okay? We lost the juice. Now, everybody who listens to the show on a daily basis knows that we're down here for the Masters. Down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Augusta, Georgia. I got the Peach Hard AF Seltzer here. Supposed to interview John Daly today, but Orenthal James Simpson has died. So we scratched that, and we came to his cemetery to kind of remember the man he was. You know, the father he was.
Yeah, to pay our respects, obviously.
Yeah.
Because he sent people here, and now he's headed here himself, allegedly. Whatever, guys. Come on.
True story. We're driving down here. We're, what, 10 minutes into the fucking drive?
From Atlanta to Augusta, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ten minutes into the drive, and you're like, hey, holy shit, O.J. Simpson died. And I go, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, come on. He's been an ongoing joke on our show for I don't know how many years. We got an autographed picture. We've got an autographed helmet. We've got an autographed jersey on the set. I've got an autographed football card, I think, on Ross Patterson Revolution set.
Yeah.
And it's been this ongoing weird thing with O.J. Simpson. And then he up and dies of cancer, of all things.
Well, he didn't up and die. Announced months ago that he had prostate cancer, right? And he's 76, so.
Sort of. I mean.
Not that it's not manageable at that age, I suppose, but.
But did you picture the juice going out with prostate cancer?
No, no. Fentanyl is what I expected.
Same, or you know? something crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But John it just kind of happened. His kids released a statement on his own Twitter, and then that was it. Now, obviously, there's a million memes and everything else. I told you on the drive down here that I was curious to see what ESPN was going to do. When we got to the hotel room here in Augusta, I flipped it on, and Stephen A. Smith and all those other guys were talking about what a complicated legacy it is. Is it, is the question.
Well, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer.
Heisman Trophy winner,
yeah.
And one of the greatest running backs of all time.
And also, in a lot of ways, probably paved the way for more black athletes to do media and advertising and shit.
Yes.
To be honest, right?
Yeah.
With Hurts and Naked Gun and shit like that, you know.
Because even my parents were like, O.J. kind of broke down the barriers. Who is the other one who was in some black exploitation films in the 70s? Was it Jim Brown?
Jim Brown, yeah. I think, yeah.
Yeah. So Jim Brown ran so OJ could fly, and now OJ's gone. Juice is no longer with us.
And OJ got acquitted so that Aaron Hernandez could go to prison, I think. I don't know how the chain of succession works there, actually.
I'm not either, but trending on Twitter today, number one was OJ Simpson. Mm-hmm. Number two was the Bronco. Number three was the Juice.
You think Ford is running Bronco ads in Google search right now?
I mean, you gotta capitalize. Because
you can,
right?
You can. You could target people that are searching for Broncos and then send them advertising for Broncos.
Yes. Yes. We've had listeners who posted up their white brand new Broncos. Mm-hmm. Saying, hey, RIP to the Juice. Khloe Kardashian lost her father today.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. What do you reckon on that one?
I don't know.
She's the biggest out of all of them.
Yeah, yeah. She's definitely quite a bit taller than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Including the children from another father.
Yeah. Right?
Like two different dads.
Yep.
Allegedly plus her.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
She's the only one that looks different than the rest of them.
Are they all tiny, though? How tall is she?
She's a giant. She's like 5'11".
Oh, shit.
So the rest of them are like 5'5". And I think Courtney's maybe like 5'3". I mean, they're all relatively... Once they got that Jenner blood, though, they started getting taller because of Bruce, obviously.
Yeah, so you're saying Kylie and Kendall are taller?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what any of these people... I know what they look like in their face, but not, like, the rest.
So I do, and those jeans were coming off of Bruce, who is now Caitlyn. Caitlyn Jenner had a statement on Twitter today that just said, good riddance, fuck off.
How do you know that's what he was talking about?
Not sure. Not sure.
Maybe he's not a big college basketball fan.
No, or football. You know, football.
No, I mean, like, the tournament's over now, so the season's done.
Oh, yeah, could be. Could be. But either way, it's a strange one for me. I grew up with him. I know you grew up with him. We saw him on TV every single day. He was a fucking sideline reporter for NBC. Then he did Naked Gun, which all of us love Naked Gun more than life itself. And even if you rewatch it, have you rewatched Naked Gun in a while?
Not in a while, but within the last 5 or 10 years, yeah.
It holds up.
It's still good, yeah.
Still great.
Those movies are good.
He's great. He's great in the movies. Now they're doing a Naked Gun remake right now. Liam Neeson is the lead of it. I told you off air, I was like, it'd be awesome if OJ made a cameo. Now, Hollywood's not going to do that, but you and I would have if we were casting it.
Well, maybe we can recut it. We'll put it back out. This is the director's cut.
Where were you when all this shit went down with the murder?
I don't remember the murder or the chase or anything, but I would have been in, I think it was like in 6th grade or 7th grade maybe.
Okay.
I think.
You were watching the NBA Finals?
No. No, probably not. I probably was watching baseball, to be honest. I probably would have been watching the Braves, but it was in the middle of the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I guess it was in California, so I lived in South Carolina. It was probably like 7 or 8.
It was. Yeah. So I was in Georgia. Mm. We were watching the NBA Finals, and then they cut in, and that's how everybody found out about it. Now, when I watched that doc, the one that won the Oscar for ESPN, it was cool to see the behind-the-scenes of it. Delco earlier had brought up the 30 for 30 that they did.
Yeah, they won for that, right?
Oh, yeah. And it was interesting to see because Bob Costas was the lead guy over there at NBC Sports, and behind the scenes, because the cameras were still rolling and they had the footage, they asked him, they said, hey, how do we cover this? And he's like, well, what do you guys want to do? Because the game is going on. It's the NBA Finals. And you can't not report on it because everybody else is watching it. At that point, every other network had cut away to the Bronco chase except for them. But obviously, you can't fully cut away from the NBA Finals. So if memory serves me correct, I think it was like a picture-in-picture type sitch.
I kind of remember that, yeah.
And then they would break in, and I know halftime they were given updates and all that other shit.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot that happened until they got to his house.
Right. It was just a slow chase down the 405, and then multiple exits, and then AC, Al Cowling, saying, you know who this is, goddammit, you know who this is, when they called 911.
Yeah, there was a phone call, but I don't think we heard that until later, right?
We didn't hear the audio until later. And then they released it. And at that time, OJ allegedly, because, you know, we weren't in the Bronco with him, I wish we were, had a gun to his head, and he was in the back seat, and he was like, I'm going to end it. I can't live without Nicole, blah, 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 blah. And the guy who was talking to was like, oh, Juice, don't do it. Don't do it, Juice. You mean too much to the world.
This is a cop?
It was the negotiator on the phone.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And once he got in to the driveway, they let him out. He got inside the house. Al Cowlings came out of the truck. They actually went inside, and they allowed him to drink a glass of orange juice. That is a true story. The cops did.
Did he have a deal with Sonny D or something? Like, anytime I get arrested, I've got to fucking chug orange juice on camera, otherwise I don't get paid.
Well, he is the juice, and that's nice. But I was surprised by that, because that chase went on for, I don't know, it felt like 4 or 5 hours. And then they let him back in the driveway. He went back inside, said something to his family, had a glass of orange juice, and then ended up taking him to jail at that point. Which
I don't remember
wild.
How it started, though. Where was he? They were trying to arrest him somewhere, and he was with AC and a Bronco? Or
so
what happened?
When he, after the murder, he got into a limo, got to a plane, got on a flight to Chicago, and allegedly, this is what he said, that he found out about the murder in Chicago and then punched his fist through a glass table inside the hotel suites, which is why his hand was cut up. And then he flew home after that.
Okay. And that blood was in the truck.
It was in the truck. So it was in his socks. It was on his clothes. It was everywhere.
It wasn't like, it was a while after the murder that he got arrested, that the chase happened, right? It wasn't the next day, I don't think, was it?
Pretty close.
I don't remember, actually.
Pretty close, because there was so much blood that they had enough evidence, according to LAPD, to convict and go to a trial. I want to say it was pretty close because he flew back from Chicago the next day and then had to deal with all of this shit. Watching the docs and all that shit, because for me, this was like the trial of my lifetime. And I was roped in and everybody else was roped in, all the other shit. So I remember everything about it. What they're saying was Robert Kardashian, they've got video evidence of this. He leaves the house with a suitcase. And allegedly inside that suitcase was all the bloody clothes, potentially the knife and everything else. And he walked by all those fucking reporters, all the police officers, everything. And they saw him put the suitcase in his car. To this day, they've never found the suitcase.
I assume they asked him where it was.
Yeah.
And he said,
hey, we turned it in. And, you know, what you have is what you have here. But what I heard is they swapped it out and put, you know, some other clothes and some other shit in there. That's also what tore the Kardashians apart, where they were best friends with Nicole Brown Simpson.
Chris was, yeah.
Yes. And she was there, but she was on Nicole's side, and then the dad was there, obviously with OJ at the thing, and they thought he was guilty over there. He wasn't saying that much on the other side, but he was also getting paid. It's a tough one. But looking back on it, if he doesn't do that trial and he's not friends with OJ, because it wasn't like he was a top attorney at the time. He was the best friend to OJ. Yeah. And then he ended up, you know, getting hired on the law team and all that other shit. But that's what split that family up. But it's also what made the Kardashians famous to begin with.
It's a bittersweet day for them then, I guess, right? I mean, that's your rosebud. Well, that and getting fucked on camera, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, look, it still took a sex tape in the end for that family to explode. But I remember watching the thing every goddamn day that it was on, and it was better than any scripted television, Law & Order SVU, you know, dramatic reenactment, all that other stuff. It was great.
I don't really remember the chase, but I do remember when the jury came back, because I was in, I think it was my first year of high school. I think. Or maybe I was in middle school still, but I remember walking through like our big quad lunchroom in the middle of the building area, and it was just on all the TVs. I remember that pretty
distinctly.
Did
the teachers let you guys watch it?
They rolled TVs in, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. Like, it wasn't that long, I guess, after they failed the lawsuit, or none of those cops got convicted of beating up homeboy Rodney King.
Rodney King. So, hey, Rodney King was trending today as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that, 93 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And that trial finish?
his murder was in 94. The trial was in 95. And I think that trial wrapped up in 95 towards the end. I remember the Braves won the World Series.
Well, that was the only fucking time. So, yes. Yeah, that was it.
But with that, I was in college. And, yeah, they let everybody out of class and all that other shit. We watched it on television. What was the reaction at your place, at your high school?
I don't think anybody gave a shit.
So at Ohio State,
I know I didn't care. I was like, all right, this is
half the people were cheering, half the campus was cheering, the other half was like, this is fucked up.
Which half?
Well, you want to take a guess on that one?
I have no idea.
Come on,
I just got here.
We're here for somebody else's funeral.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, obviously. Black students went nuts, and it was wild. The other thing that was crazy that happened today was they talked to one of the jurors this morning.
Today?
Yes, and she was old as shit. I watched the interview right before we pulled up here to come, and they asked her. She's an old black lady now. I mean, the trial was 30 years ago, which is nuts to me. So they asked her. They said, hey, looking back on it, what'd you think? Was he guilty? Was he not guilty? And she goes, 90% of us thought he was guilty. And they go, great. Why did you guys vote not guilty? And she goes, because we wanted to stick it to the man. We wanted to fucking get Whitey at that point. Rodney King had just happened. And fuck it. It didn't really matter. We were all in on just voting innocent on it. Which I guess is why he was trending today. Rodney King. Which is super fucking bizarre. And if you go back and watch it, you know, you pull it up on Twitter or wherever it is, she's this, you know, I would say she's this 85-year-old, normal-looking black lady. And when the last question the interviewer asked her was, do you think that was the right decision? Mm-hmm. And she just goes, whatever.
Isn't that kind of like walking out of your front door onto your lawn and seeing somebody just taking a giant shit there, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a shit there, too. It's fucking stupid, man. Doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's weird. If you're going to do that, water birth that thing anyways.
Yeah, gotta water birth. You got to get your legs up, dude. Have that thing have some height.
There's a pool at the fucking hotel we're staying in.
Is there really?
The water is greener than this fucking grass. I don't know what's going on over there.
Let's take a dip in it.
Maybe it's left over from St. Patty's Day.
Hope so.
But it looked like algae, so.
I'll go in water birth that
I'm
thing.
Definitely not going in there. If any of your orifices open up in there, you're going to die in 2 days.
Yeah, it's worth the risk. Mm-mm. I'll insert it right. It's worth the risk. Yeah, insert it right now. That'd be great. And then Delco, obviously, if he dies right before going to the Masters, that would be fun. It's, 30-mile-an-hour winds here, so he could get Greg Abbott and hit by a tree as well, and that'll be fun. But the reason why we're talking about this OJ thing is it really did change the course of paparazzi, television, true crime. All this shit was because of that trial, and then it just continued after that.
The paparazzi definitely ramped up after that, or maybe it was just that we consumed more media after that, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people from the 70s talk about... or the 60s and 70s, people who grew up in the 60s, talk about when Jack Ruby got killed, right? Or when Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald on live television.
Yep.
I think Dennis Leary did a bit about that once. He was like, yeah, we didn't turn the TV off for 30 years after that because you don't know if somebody's going to get clipped on live television.
Pretty much.
So I wonder if it wasn't. So it's probably some combination. People are like, anything can happen on TV these days, and then. Then it's OJ, right? Who was one of the most famous people in the world at the time.
But it also spawned Nancy Grace, all those political pundits. Shit, who was the girl with the fucking sideways mouth? Greta Van Susteren?
Oh, yeah, she had a stroke or what?
I could never tell with her.
Maybe she was a ventriloquist.
Could be to this day. Who knows? I don't want to rule it out, obviously.
Maybe she was the Red Rod and Cheney.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. But then after that, then you had Top Mom. You had Casey Anthony and all this other shit.
Top Mom?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Top Mom is what Nancy Grace called Casey Anthony.
Oh, I see.
So people were looking for phrases at that point, right? Yeah. It was catchphrases. It was daily TV. It was court TV. It was all of that shit, but it all started with OJ, which is pretty wild to look back on.
Wait,
and,
when were
and
the...
be like, all right, cool.
When was Menendez?
Oh, yeah, shit, Menendez. When was it? You did that show on Crime Corner.
Is that 94?
Wasn't you? Scott Peterson, that's right. Oh, shit.
We had Scott Peterson too, and that was part of it. Menendez,
mm-hmm.
OJ, Scott Peterson, Casey Anthony.
There was a lot of stuff about that Natalie Holloway.
Natalie Holloway? Oh, yeah.
In Aruba, but there was never any court shit, obviously, until years later, until they found, was his name Vandersloot or whatever?
Vandersloot, but then they did a couple of his courts because he murdered somebody else. Yeah.
But that was way later.
Yeah. And then you obviously it spawned the Kardashian family mm-hmm. and reality TV and all that other stuff. Real World MTV had just started right before that. I want to say a couple years before that trial. So we were kind of headed in that direction. And then that just kind of exacerbated everything. And it became this massive enterprise of true crime and, invading people's lives and all that other shit and not caring about it. But it's wild to look back on it. And it was such a big moment, I think, in my life, because it went on for 2 years and it was a guy who was so famous that you're like, there's no way he could get convicted, which he didn't. But then everybody else has since then. And now it feels like we're all rooting for the downfall of superstars ever since then, because it's great TV.
Not me. I don't like that.
I don't either. But that's kind of what the media is.
Yeah. Well,
you build these people up and then you fucking hope they kill somebody or whatever it is.
Yeah. If it bleeds, it leads. Is that what CNN Dick said? Yeah. It's very unfortunate and toxic as hell. Because then when you're on the come up after they fucking crucify you, they're like, hey, can we get an interview? Talk about how good you're doing? Like, no, dude. No, you can't. You piece of shit. Get the fuck out of my office.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but back in the day, you kind of had to because there wasn't social media and shit. You needed a publicist to handle all that. Now you can just handle it yourself.
You can. I wonder if that would have happened in today's world because we didn't have Twitter back then. Imagine if that chase happened now with Twitter, Instagram, everything else.
Oh, like, there would be so many memes.
There's a million memes today.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, 2 hours in, we're already memed out at this point, which is strange to say also, where you're just like, okay, cool, man. I've seen every O.J. Simpson meme I could possibly see at this point. Please don't send me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're out there and you're thinking about sending either one of us an O.J. meme, just know that we've seen it already.
I mean, all of them.
Unless you made it yourself, don't send it.
Just we've seen all of the things here at this point. So don't bother sending in O.J. memes. Casey Anthony meme, sure. Give it a go. Give it a go. She's out. She's free.
Yeah, she's cruising for hog around Columbus, isn't she? That's the last I heard.
That was a getaway. That was a vacation is what that was. She's back. She's back in Florida now. There was a couple cops that told us there. You know, she's working for the, I believe the prosecutor who went after her. I think she's doing shit for them or either that or Baez's assistants on that case. One of the two. But she's doing court shit now.
Well, she knows the process, I guess.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, she's all in on that.
You could call that on-the-job training.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably doesn't have a degree or anything, I wouldn't imagine.
No, definitely not. But OJ himself, was he the first guy that rushed for over 2,000 yards? Yeah.
And I don't think there was another one did Walter Payton ever do it?
I don't know if Walter Payton did. I think it was Eric Dickerson in the 80s.
Yeah, Eric Dickerson did. Yeah, and then I think the next one was Terrell Davis in 97. Or 98, one of those 2 years. Or maybe it was after they won Super Bowls. Maybe it was 2000. Or 99, I mean.
Chris Johnson.
Yeah, Chris Johnson, AP.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry got it, right?
I think that's it.
I think there's only five of them.
Chris Johnson.
I think there's only five of them.
AP, Derrick Henry.
Yeah. But even as a sideline guy, he was entertaining as shit. Fuck, they even used it in the trial with the Bruno Maglis, with the shoes on and the isotoners and all that other shit. And everybody loved OJ and goes to jail. Gets off on that double murder, goes back for a robbery. He won all his memorabilia back?
Yeah, I was in Miami, right?
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas, that's right. He was living in Miami, but he was in Vegas for some card show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went into the hotel with a loaded gun, and there was a bunch of cameras everywhere. Held the people up, got his memorabilia back, and then did, I think, 8.5 years in prison. Got out and was living in Vegas. The Goldmans were still after him for that $35 million settlement. They're still after him today. They released a statement that just said, hey, man, we want that money, dude.
It's kind of weird to do that. Not that, like, they should have any respect for OJ or his family. Like, not that. It's just like, maybe wait one day before you start asking for money. And your son's, your dead son's name.
It was about 2 hours.
A little gauche. It's a little cringy, I think. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. I probably wouldn't do that.
It was about, they waited a good 2 hours.
Don't hear OJ died? Cha-ching! Like, all right, dude. Your fucking kid's dead.
Where's that estate sale?
Yeah.
We won't in. But even the odder part about it was anything that he did was going to the Goldman family. Mm-hmm. But nobody counted on that pension from the NFL. So there was, I think, $2.8 million in pension waiting for his, I think it was 65th birthday, is when that pension kicked in. And according to the court proceedings, they weren't allowed to go after the pension. So we got the money.
Sure, yeah. He was in jail for a couple of years after that, right? Didn't he get out when he was like 67, maybe?
Yeah, he did. He did 8 years.
Well,
I got sentenced to 8. I think he did close to 8. Mm. I think he got sentenced to 12 and ended up doing 8. And even in there, because everybody's like, oh man, they're going to fuck up OJ. Somebody's going to kill OJ and everything else. He was beloved in the fucking prison. So what he did was he was giving out winners for college football and NFL on Sundays. And every fucking inmate, allegedly, was lined up outside the cell trying to get picks from him for winners and shit. And he was just crushing. Talking 70%, Delco, that guy in prison. So, not bad, okay? It's not all bad today, Delco. He was great at gambling. Great football player. Great actor.
It's a decent way to keep your butthole safe, too.
Yeah. And so, rumor has it, like, it wasn't that bad of a sentence. He didn't mind it. The only thing that he said was, when it's not football season, it's kind of boring.
Well, that's true of life out
just
here,
life
too.
Just life in general, OJ. Yeah.
No. And I'm still having to pay for my food out here, right? Maybe he figured it out. Instead of, like, saving up money your whole life, go broke. On your retirement date, go to prison.
That's it.
And to spend the rest of your time there. How bad could it be?
And then you're good to go.
You know what I mean? It's better than a fucking nursing home. At least, at least you could get some action in there. Fucking fight somebody or stab somebody or something.
Exactly. Those are nothing but fucking orgies.
Yeah, well, not the
allegedly.
Not the kind you want to participate in.
No, but, you know, a body's a body and a hole's a hole at that point at that age. Gets out of jail. Ends up staying in Vegas. We try to get him on the show. We talked to a few people, and they were like, look, you can do it. You just can't ask him about the murder. And we were like, well, can't do that.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I mean, it's what you're known for.
I'm not asking him about, running the football.
No, obviously. Not at all.
Because there's a lot of people that have done that.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of people who have done that and murdered two people.
And a double murder.
Yeah.
A double murder.
And gotten away with it.
Yes.
Right?
Got away with it.
Even a smaller group of people.
Yeah.
So, respect.
But when we talked to them, his rep and the people that were working with him at the time, they were like, look, you know, you can do some pick 'em shows for the NFL. Fantasy football draft show is what they had pitched us as well. They just said, hey, you can't talk about the fucking murders at all. Now, there was a book that came out called If I Did It. It lasted about 12 hours, and then they killed it.
Is it out there still?
So you can get it on eBay, but it's like a secondhand print of something else. I want to say it was Simon & Schuster who did it, and then they ended up killing it.
How, what?
And,
what?
Yeah.
Which one of their reps okayed that in the first place? And then where's that person now?
Okay,
like, so. Because there's no way that person still works for fucking Simon & Schuster. There's no way.
Sure don't.
Yeah.
So there was an interview that went along with it from Judith Regan, big in the publishing world. And I did a book with her back in the day. Legend. Shout out, Judith. She did the interview on Fox. And I don't know if you remember this, but she interviewed him. It was a full 1 hour special. It was going to air in prime time. The book got nuked at the same time. And then they nuked that interview at the same time. And only bits and pieces of that aired over the years, and then somebody else got an interview. What was the one where he was making the knife thing?
I don't know what that was, but everybody, you've seen it, I'm sure, on Twitter before. It's like, oh, she's interviewing OJ and doing VO It's like, and then he did something that was kind of wild. I guess he thought it was funny. And he, OJ walks out of the door and then at, tells her to, and he knocks and tells her to open the door. And when she opens the door, he's got like a fucking fake knife or
kitchen
some
knife.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeek, yeek. You're like, what the fuck, dude?
But he was making the noises.
Danny's Delco, do you see the wind, dude? That's getting, his spirit right now.
He's getting, Delco's getting nervous. He's about to get.
Home and now.
He's going to get parried.
I'm 6 feet from the. What is it, Delco? Is it the cemetery that's got you here or OJ?
The good news is cemetery. If a tree falls and fucking kills you, we could just bury you right over there.
There's extra plots. It'll be that fine, are open, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. And the ground sucks because it rained, so we're all good.
Was it the Masters last year where the trees fell over and almost killed those people? We're back, baby! All these years of making fun of fucking Governor Abbott. What if that happens to us, dude? I've never made fun of him. You have. Del goes off camera saying, I've never made fun of him.
You definitely sure have.
Yeah. He doesn't like him.
I think on the drive down here, actually, you were talking shit.
Sure did.
I don't like Dan Patrick.
Oh, that's right. It was Dan Patrick.
Yeah, the lieutenant governor. Yeah. But he's not in a wheelchair.
So. Not yet.
Wow.
If he ever wants to be governor, you better get your shit together, right?
You gotta play your cards.
The only way you can guarantee becoming governor of Texas is by becoming a paraplegic,
I agree.
Think, right? At least from like the waist down, if not the chest.
And what we learned from last week's show was there's no term limit here. So it doesn't really fucking matter. You can just keep being governor of Texas in a wheelchair forever.
That's what I hope happens. I hope it's 2080 and Abbott is like a complete robot now. Yeah. Well, no. Not
Professor
a mutant. X. Like he's a full-on robot, still governor.
Yeah.
Right?
Be fucking sweet.
Just like dude. FDR with the guns. The Gatling guns.
Yeah. And FDR American Badass. Mm-hmm. Let him party. But the question that's going around on Twitter, and I want to ask you this, is a serious thing. Any shot that he made a video and said, hey, I'll go through the whole murder, everything else, and then my kids can sell it and make a gajillion dollars off of it.
Maybe he did, but I don't think they would do that.
The kids?
Yeah. I mean, it would... That's, well, first of all, they're all rich already, right?
Are they, though?
Yes. Who's in question?
So Justin is the one kid, and then he's got a daughter. But what would they have gotten rich off of, I guess? Unless OJ gave them the money before
That's a good, I don't know. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But who would you sell it to, right?
Anybody would buy that. Would you watch it?
I don't know. When he wrote a book... And tried to put it out. It lasted 3 weeks, and they pulled everything. The book, the interview, everything.
But he was alive at that point.
Yeah.
Now that he's dead, if you went on... I mean, I hate to use OnlyFans as an example of this, or like Patreon, but if you went on Patreon and said, all right, look, I've got X amount of dollars because the Goldman family's coming after all my shit. I want to leave my kids something to live off of. How bad would it be at that point? Dad is gone. Mom is gone.
I don't know, man. I mean, profiting off somebody's death is not great.
I agree.
Right?
But like, it's OJ.
Like, we don't even do Memorial Day sales for that reason.
We don't, yes.
Because we're very sensitive to that shit. And correct. I assume somebody, like, people surrounding a very vicious murder. I know it's been a long time, but I don't know that that would be okay.
Be wild, wouldn't it?
It would be interesting to see if they could even pull it off, frankly. And who, like, because I would probably, it depends on what it was, though. I mean, if it was just him, he's a psycho, right?
Yes.
So if it's just him, like, bloviating and, oh, fucking, here's some chalkboard. Look at, could have been this dude or this dude. I've been doing my own. If it's something crazy like that, I'd probably watch it, to be honest.
But that was what the book was. What if it was just a complete sit down where he was looking at a camera, same as we are right now on YouTube, and he was just like, look, I was jealous. Things happened, and I lost my fucking mind for the night, and I killed the love of my life, and blah, 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 blah. If they put it on Patreon or OnlyFans or something like that, I think everybody and their mother would tune in for it just for the one video, the one thing.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be interesting to see how long the site could keep it up. Right, the way social media works these days, if enough assholes on Twitter are like, I'm pulling all my content down off OnlyFans until they remove this or something like that, they would obviously have to remove it.
But would they, like, in today's world that we live in, Logan Paul, who's doing unbelievable, by the way, mm-hmm. Prime is worth $1 billion, whether you like the product or not. He's the American wrestling champion of the world for the WWE. He had a guy on his YouTube channel who committed suicide hanging in a fucking tree. And YouTube allowed it up for, I don't know, how many days before they pulled that?
Yeah, but they did pull it.
They did pull it eventually. But at that point, it had already gone around the world. People had ripped it and everything else. Yeah. I genuinely think in today's society, if OJ in death posted this fucking video, somebody would host it and let it go.
Yeah, probably, but do you monetize that? Like, who's buying it?
They would monetize it.
Let's say it's the regular news and, like, Fox or CNN or somebody does a bit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be and a little bit of chicken fried, like, have that pop up
in the
middle of OJ fucking shanking somebody? You know what I mean? Like, he's like, he just looks right into the camera and goes, yeah, I killed everybody. And it's like, a little bit of chicken fried. Like, oh, God,
cold
damn it.
Beer on Friday night.
We did it again, dude.
But the wild thing is, let's say he did release the video. Every news outlet would be forced to cover it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I think you do that segment, and then you do another segment after that, and that's your long one, and then you go into commercial after the second one. You probably don't go from OJ's cold, dead stare into a fucking Applebee's commercial, I would guess. When I say monetize, that's what I mean. Like, either direct to consumer through some streaming site, like OnlyFans or
Patreon or something like that.
Patreon or something, yeah. But that's the only way. I don't know. Like, obviously, the news is going to have to cover it. But I don't know if, like, Netflix or even TMZ would pay for it. Maybe TMZ would probably pay for it. They don't give a shit, yeah.
TMZ would absolutely do it. They're doing docs now.
Yeah.
I think they would do it. Serious question, too. Have you heard anything that it was anybody other than him over the years?
Yeah, from Cyril Wecht.
Yeah.
On our show. Yeah. That's the only thing. I mean, I don't know anybody that knows any of these people. Well, I do, but...
Dr. Cyril Wecht.
Yeah. So the guy that did... He was, you may remember from the show like 3 or 4 years ago, he was a guy that did JonBenet Ramsey's autopsy, or at least the review of the autopsy, and other ones. He, along with that dude that Will Smith played in that movie, the ones that discovered CTE in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So famous dude, he's done so many trials over the years as an expert witness. He said he thought it was the kid and OJ helped cover it up. Now I don't remember what evidence he had, if any, for that. To be honest, everybody's got an opinion about everything, so who knows? But you could probably, if you look up Cyril Wecht, it's CYRILWECHT, I think is how you say his name, and OJ Simpson, you'll find what he said about it, because it's been published a bunch of times.
And he was on our show talking about it. He speculated, I think, potentially the son, or maybe a friend or something like that, who was with him and helped him out. But looking back on it, man, I mean... Let's say it was or it wasn't, or, you know, what would you do? And could you even go back in time? Because they just got Tupac's murder fucking 30 years later.
Yeah, I mean, if there was new evidence, there's no statute of limitation on murder, right?
Oh, there isn't?
No.
Okay.
You can be tried 100 years from now.
I didn't know that, actually.
Technically. But, yeah, I mean, it would be pretty funny if OJ just ratted his son out.
He said, hey,
he
man.
Just had a video, and he's like, hey, this is him.
Would that make you feel better or worse?
It wouldn't make me feel great.
If he was covering up for the kid?
Better about OJ, but then in that scenario, he's ratting him out at the end, so it's not like he maintained his nobility
because
all the time.
The story we heard, and it was on the show, it wasn't Cyril Wecht, it was somebody else, had said, potentially, the kid had gone over there and it was a coke deal gone bad, and then OJ goes over there with him and blah blah blah, and the kid did it, and then OJ's like, get the fuck out of here and I'll deal with the rest of this. No idea. I go back to that movie with Albert Brooks, where he goes to heaven, and then you get to watch all the greatest mysteries in life on a movie screen. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, it's great. So you can go in there and watch your entire family lineage, what they did, how they died, how you were born, everything else. And then there was a separate movie theater that would solve all the mysteries for you. So you could go back and watch, like, oh, hey, here's how JFK was really caught, or fucking O.J. Simpson. Here's who really did that. That would be interesting.
Well, it'd be interesting to watch, like, your great-great-great-grandfather fuck your great-great-great-grandmother.
It wasn't in there.
Why?
Wasn't in there. You know, do you really want to see your great-great-grand stepmother have sex in a log cabin?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. I don't know what she looks like.
Dude. You have no idea?
No. How would I know that?
Okay. Look, I'm just asking.
No, probably not, but I would want to see some fucked up shit. I guess the reason I'm asking is because I would be very concerned that people would see me doing fucked up shit, right?
Probably.
So if there's any way, you know, that we could get that part expunged from my record, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you want to get that out of there.
Maybe some plenary indulgences, Dan, if I throw some copper in the well.
Why not?
I have to convert to Catholicism. They're the only ones that fucking wipe out your past shit.
No shit. Okay.
Okay. It's for money, but like, look, man, what's the point of having money?
Yeah, money will solve everything at that point.
If OJ had managed his money better.
If you're going top five, let's say that did happen. You got to, let's say there was heaven and God and all that shit, right? Top five, what are the moments you would want to see?
I would want to see that giant asteroid hit the Earth. Whenever it was, like 53 million years ago, down in Mexico area. That would be dope.
Okay.
Just like if you could see it from a third party view, right?
Yeah.
Overhead or something, to just watch a giant object
everything
slam
just
into
wipe
them.
Out.
Yeah.
Because it caused the flood, right?
No, that was millions of years ago.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what's probably responsible for wiping out the dinosaurs and shit. While smaller rodents and fucking mammals, most mammals just hid in caves and shit. That, the Big Bang, whatever happened to start this whole bullshit, I'd like to see that, maybe try and put a stop to that before it happens.
Not exist.
I'd like to see, then, what is it, what year was it? The 1931 World Series where Babe Ruth calls his shot in Chicago and at Wrigley Field. I would want to see whatever year that was. That'd be a good one to see.
Well, do you think he did call a shot?
I don't know. I just want to be there to know for sure if he did.
There is footage, and the footage I've seen, you can find it on YouTube right now. Some people said he was looking at the sun or looking at something else and not calling a shot, blah, 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 blah.
32.
1932? Okay. Yeah.
So I'd like to see that.
All right, so that's three. What else you got?
I'd like to see the moon landing.
To see if it was real?
No, it's real.
Okay.
If I was there, Buzz couldn't punch me in the face because there's not enough gravity.
Yeah.
Like equal and opposite reaction. He would try to punch me and he would just go backwards and I'd be like, I would start dancing. You're not real, bitch. Although we would be on the moon, so there would be no good context for that. But still, just the ability to harass him would be nice.
That's four. What do you got at five?
Let's see.
OJ's on my list, by the way.
Definitely not OJ.
He is on my list. I'm not kidding.
Definitely not OJ. I don't know. That's probably it. I don't know. Seeing Nolan Ryan pitch again would be nice.
But which iteration?
That 92 or 91 no-hitter against the Blue Jays.
When Ricky Henderson broke the stolen base record?
Yeah. It was the Blue Jays had Ricky Henderson, Roberto Alomar, Joe, whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, I think Ricky was with the A's when he broke the record, right? And he went
World Series. They had, let's see, Devin White, I think, was playing center field for them and leading off. Roberto Alomar, John Olerud, Joe, whomever that hit that walk-off.
Joe Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that would have been nice to see. That was a Hall of Fame lineup right there. It was one of the best offenses of the 90s before steroids got really popular.
I want to go back and see conspiracies. Like, I want to see shit that I don't have the answer to where I'm like, okay, OJ's in my top five for sure. I don't know what number that is, but I would like to see the footage from that night just to have an answer and be like, all right, great. I can move on with my life. JFK is on there for me. Don't you want to, if you could see all the drone footage of the overheads of what happened to JFK, is that on there for you?
Yeah, I'd probably like to see that.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be fucking dope. I think MLK is on that list for me.
Yeah, I would add Malcolm X as well.
Well, Malcolm X got shot in front of everybody, so like that one's not really a mystery.
Well, I mean, like the room that it was planned in is what I would like to see.
Okay,
know what the conspiracy was, because that was not over, not politics, right?
I don't think it was a conspiracy so much in the fact that it was just so brazenly done in broad daylight, where I mean, I think it was a shotgun right to the chest, and they I mean, he really got murdered.
Yeah.
But I'll go JFK. I want to see OJ. I want to see, as far as conspiracies are concerned, if we're going back to Dr. Cyril Weck from that episode that we did, JBR, JonBenet Ramsey.
What about the hotel in Denver?
Kobe?
Yeah.
I got the answers to that.
Because of all the Siemens that were inside of her? Yep. Yeah.
Once that came out, that evidence came out that there was, I think it was six different people's Siemens in her fucking panties or whatever it was.
She's a collector.
Well, she clearly tried to fucking frame him.
Yeah.
And the odd thing for that case was she disappeared off the face of the earth after that. Like, I don't even know her name. Do you? Do you know her name, Tucker? Me neither.
Michelle Obama.
But, yeah. But, like, the chick with Tyson, Desiree Washington, we know her name. I don't know the Kobe one.
You know Anita Hill, but they both got taken to actual court, right?
Right.
Well, I guess he went to trial. Well, it was civil, though, right? Was it criminal? I don't remember.
Kobe?
Yeah.
It was initially criminal, mm-hmm. And then they got the evidence, and it was exactly what his lawyer said. He goes, mm-hmm. Hey, Kobe's being set up here, and that guy lost everything. I mean, he was the DA. He was running for, you know, potentially Senate and everything else, and he just got wiped after that for bringing that fucking case to trial. Moon landing's on there for me. So that's in my top five for sure.
But for you, it is to see if it's real or not, because you don't believe it.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off everything in the entire store with the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. That's 50% off of everything, too. Mattresses, 50% off. All made in the USA. Pillows, 50% off. Sheets, 50% off. Adjustable bases, 50% off. Mattresses for RVs. Why? Why are they 50% off? Because GhostBed knows that we're going through hard times out there. Inflation isn't going down. Recession's still happening, kids. And they're here to take care of you. Take advantage of these deals. A great night's sleep is unbelievably important in this life. And it's even better at GhostBed where you can stretch it out over 3 years. That's right. You can take 50% off everything in your entire cart, no matter how many items you put in there. And then stretch it out over 3 years. As long as you have decent credit over there, and that'll make it cheaper, and you won't really notice it in the background of your credit card. You know what I'm saying? GhostBed.com/drinkingbros has got you covered for all your mattress needs. Next up, sponsor-wise on our show, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. You know I'm going to hit you about those micro factors, dog. It's not just a multivitamin. It's a convenient daily packet with 6 products included in it that provides what you need on a daily basis to be healthy. Because let's face it, we don't eat the way we need to in order to fulfill the demands of our body. Without getting the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients in us consistently, we're going to struggle to reach any type of health or fitness goal, whether that's weight loss, putting on muscle, getting lean, or just overall being healthy. What's in them? Well, you got the antioxidants that directly support the immune system, the multivitamins that are vital for proper functioning of the body's systems, including supporting healthy metabolic functions and energy production, probiotics, that helps your healthy gut down there. The CoQ10s helps with the cardiovascular function, the EFAs. These include the omega-3s that have been known to support joint health, make a healthy brain, heart, and everything else, and fruits and veggies. This deal over there is free shipping on orders over $75 when you go to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Highly recommend you grab these microfactors. Also, the energy drinks are the best in the biz over there. And with free shipping on orders over $75, it's a big boy savings at firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got the wellness company. TWC's on the show today. That's TWC.health/drinkingbros. Promo code drinkingbros for 15% off all purchases over there. Are you prepared for the unexpected? In a world where chaos seems to lurk around every corner, being prepared is no longer a choice, it's a necessity. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. Imagine having the peace of mind that you're equipped to handle any medical crisis, from tick bites to the latest pandemic. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is your lifeline. Packed with essential medications like ivermectin, emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and more, this kit is your ultimate preparedness solution. The Wellness Company's team of renowned medical professionals, including Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich, and Dr. Drew Penske, and a bunch of more truth-seeking doctors, have designed a kit that sets the gold standard for safety and prevention. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/drinkingbros and use the promo code drinkingbros for an exclusive 15% off discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow at twc.health/drinkingbros. Promo code drinkingbros for 15% off.
I believe it, but I want to see what actually happened before and afterwards and what was there and what was not there. Because I think some of it you probably shot to make it look nice for Hollywood, right?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe some pickup.
Just right? A couple of some B-roll shit.
B-roll, yeah. I mean, it would be... How do you go up there and not bang? You know what I mean?
I mean,
that seems weird to me. Even if it was all dudes, you got to make something happen.
You gotta pull it out somewhere.
It's like, hey, boys, I hate to be the one to bring this up,
but
this is the only time we're going to be up here, and nobody's ever been here before. Let's get those dicks out, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how he talked.
I think the only other one would be, if I'm going top five, to round out my top five, and again, no particular order here, I would love to see what really happened with the 2020 election. And just have an honest answer. Either way, if Biden actually did win or Trump did win, I would like love to know what the actual answer was for that. Of a top five?
Yeah.
Why? What other... Delco's off camera saying it's a waste. What do you got?
There's a million things.
What are they, though? You host a history show.
Yeah, like, who built the fucking pyramids?
Who built the pyramids is a good one, yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah. Who built the pyramids, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one, yeah. What else?
Maybe go try to memorize the entire Library of Alexandria before Caesar burns it the fuck down.
None. I have zero desire for that one.
Or Baghdad.
Yeah.
What about Baghdad?
What's it?
Before the Mongols burn it down.
Yeah, Baghdad was like the biggest city in the world.
Before the Mongols burn it down?
It was like the center of knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they... Well, I guess it was... Was it Baghdad or was it Egypt where algebra was developed? I think it was Egypt. I think, but yeah, the Middle East is where a lot of modern mathematics come from.
So the weird thing for me, historically, is anything past 200 years, I don't care about. The pyramids I care about because it seems impossible to build, and you wonder, look, there's people that can barely build a fucking Burger King down the street from our goddamn office, let alone pyramids. So that would be interesting just because of how difficult it seems to have been. But anything past 200 years, I just assume shit was fucked up and like, all right, everybody did horrific shit across the board.
Well, the Roman aqueducts are pretty impressive as well. Like it's, they invented new technology for it, but I think there's like 55 kilometers or something of main aqueduct that the grade was like a foot per mile for 55 miles or something like that. I think maybe it's miles and not kilometers. That's incredible. Right. And then when they could move water uphill because they had this like U-shaped thing to push the water up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just sitting in a room with the dude that figured that out would be pretty interesting as well. And then all the inventions of Leonardo da Vinci, but he probably would have tried to bang you, to be honest. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah. Constantinople would be a good one, too. Yeah.
Past 200 years, I'm all good.
Yeah, but da Vinci invented like jumping out of airplanes and a fucking helicopter and shit before anybody could even do any of this stuff, right? So
yeah.
Seeing some of that would be pretty dope.
Maybe some of Nostradamus' shit?
Civil War,
no. And I think, and this will go back to, I mean, look, we're obviously in Georgia here and I grew up here. You're from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We studied that so fucking much growing up that there's no mystery there for me at all.
Well, I would like to take... a really good grappler back with me and have him lock up with Abraham Lincoln. and see how good he was, right? Like, but I don't know how old he was when he was president. He was in his 40s, late 40s, I think, when he first got elected. I think so.
I believe so, yeah.
Maybe like 15 years before the Civil War, just let somebody take a run at old Abe.
When he's 30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an attorney, failing. He keeps running for office and failing and shit.
Sure.
So he's pissed off.
And he's just taking it out at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, you see that 6'6" dude over there? Everybody's 5'3". Yeah. See that 6'6" dude? Go get him.
Let's fuck him up, dude.
Yeah, just let Giorgio go after him or something.
Let's fuck him up. But no, Civil War for me answered, it was covered so much growing up. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I don't really have any questions on that. Maybe the fucking WMDs. Like, wouldn't you love to be in on that? I mean, you in particular. Wouldn't you love to be on that conversation of why we actually went to Iraq?
I already know the answer to that.
What was it? For like
Halliburton, motherfucker.
Yeah, but
Raytheon, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman. That's why.
But we both believe the same thing.
Yeah.
But don't you think there was one fucking meeting where they all got together and they were like, okay, so if we do this weapons of mass destruction thing, then we can do X, Y, and Z. It had to have started somewhere. So if you give me that meeting and the overhead and everybody's mic'd up, that would be interesting.
That meeting probably happened in 1983 after Rumsfeld visited Saddam Hussein. That'd be my guess. Right? Because we were from, 77 to 83 or so, we were funding Iran and Iraq and and their civil war. We were against Iran because we wanted to weaken their position in OPEC because they wanted to go independent, right? The British Iranian oil company or whatever the fuck it was called dominated there for a long time. And they wanted to keep 100% of the profits from their oil. They were kicking out fucking Amco, maybe. I don't remember who it was. But and then for Iraq, we just wanted to destabilize them because they had a lot of untapped oil resources that we thought we could get in on or at least make it cheaper for OPEC. So you remember that picture of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein, and I think it was in 83. I guarantee you, as soon as he got back to Washington, because he was the deputy SecDef for Dick Cheney, who was a SecDef at the time, right?
Yeah.
And there, I guarantee you, those two dudes right then were like, 10 years from now, we're going to fuck these dudes up and take all their shit.
Really?
Yeah, that's, why not? Why wouldn't they think that way? I mean, look at how things have gone. That's exactly what they were thinking.
No, here would be my guess.
And I think they fucking probably had something to do with getting Saddam to go into Kuwait, I bet. Like, not directly. I don't mean that America was involved in that, but I bet behind the scenes, information operation-wise, it's like, hey, you should fucking, like, maybe we had some of his generals in our pocket, but, like, we could definitely take Kuwait, and nobody could stop us. Some bullshit like that, just so we could go stomp his ass out in 90, 91.
Look like heroes around the world.
Yeah, but Bush decided not to complete the march to Baghdad, right? Because if you remember, a lot of the generals, the ex-generals especially, that were working for consulting companies back then, they were bringing up what Patton had said in World War II, we should have marched all the way to fucking whatever, Russia, wherever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
To the Kremlin, right? I think it's what he said.
For me, what I was shocked by is we had 9/11. There was a gap of time. I forget how long it was before we decided to invade Iraq. My guess is there was meetings along those 2 months or whatever it was, because it felt like 2 months. I'm not sure the exact timeline. But within those 2 months where they met and said, okay, how do we get what we need to get out of all of this shit and then spin it and do everything else? There was probably one conversation with Bush, Cheney, and a couple other people. That would be interesting.
Don't think Bush would have been at that meeting, to be honest.
Really?
No.
Who sits in on that?
Cheney.
Just Cheney?
Cheney and probably probably Bolton, who was around back then, because he's the same kind of dude. Probably former Secretaries of Defense, I would guess, because they advise, like, maybe the National Security Advisor, whomever that. I don't remember who it was in his first year. It wasn't Condoleezza. That was the second term, I think, when she was NSA, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but it's probably those type of people. That'd be my guess. And maybe the CEOs of some of those military-industrial complex places.
Those are the answers that I want. Those are the cool things that I want. There's another one that took place with, allegedly, I've heard the rumor and the stories in Hollywood over the years, that Quincy Jones had set up a dinner in Detroit with all the most powerful black people in the United States, Oprah, Obama, and all these other guys. And they were like, all right, we're going to get this guy to become president. We're going to get the first black president. How do we all work together on that? I think that meeting, that dinner, would have been interesting to see and hear going back and looking at it over time. Just because I had heard everybody had got together and they're like, look, we got to fucking figure this out. The time is now. This is the dude. Bush was dog shit. And I heard it was just this one fucking dinner that Quincy Jones organized with Oprah and those guys. That type of shit is fascinating to me.
JFK and Oswald?
Yeah, I said so JFK is
Oswald this morning.
Is on that list. Yeah. JFK is definitely on that list. Because to this day, I don't think we know. I mean, we know it was the CIA, but we don't know who it was. Like, I want to see the dude who it was. Or do you think that Oswald was the guy who actually pulled the trigger?
That's possible. Yeah, those are makeable shots. He's like 80 fucking feet, I think, which is not very far.
Yeah, for sure.
That miniseries they did, I think it was on Hulu, like maybe 7 or 8 years ago, was pretty good. It covered a lot of stuff.
Anything MK Ultra?
Mm. Yeah. But even looking at that, man, the whole thing would be fascinating to go through the theater where he was, the movie theater, the Jack Ruby sitch, the fucking brain missing, all of it. All of that would be awesome if that was all stitched together and we got the real answers to that. That would be fucking wildly fascinating. And I know in the chat, by the way, on YouTube, put in your moment of what you would want to see if you could go back and see the actual footage of whatever the fuck it is. I guarantee you a lot of our listeners will pick aliens.
Mm.
The 1947 Roswell crash.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That would be a good one, yeah.
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 I think that one will be in there. I think... What do you think, Bay of Pigs?
That's not really a conspiracy. I mean, they bitched out and pulled air support for the guys in the last minute for some reason. There's good books about that, of people who were involved. I don't think that's that big of a mystery anymore.
But do you think it was a call and there was somebody on a plane and it got that close where they called it off at the last second?
That's my understanding, yeah. But there's good books about this. I don't know. Evans mentioned one of them before. I can't remember the name of it, but it's... he loves it, so I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't think that's a big enough conspiracy. I think because it's the precursor to the actual conspiracy, which is clipping JFK.
Yeah. The rest of it, though, like let's take what Trump is going through right now. I know who that is. I'm not really shocked. I don't need to sit in those fucking meetings. I don't need to see the footage for any of that. The election, yes. I would just want to know what happens. But other than that, conspiracy-wise... there's not a lot left besides outside of those top five for me.
I mean, it would be interesting to see like a top-down Call of Duty style drone shot of J6 and then have little blue dots on all the feds. So you see how many were out there. That would be interesting to see how much blue there was.
Yeah.
Just curious, you know. And then green dots maybe for the CIA who weren't supposed to be there. But now we know that there was 100 or so there.
But I think that'll come out one day.
Yeah.
The Tupac
maybe
thing,
I don't know. You would think that fucking the shit about JFK would have come out too.
Well, they keep pushing it, so it just keeps getting pushed down the road. Even Trump pushed it, and I don't know if you read his statement on it, because he was in office when he released a ton of those docs, and he had the option to release the rest, and he said, "I can't do it." Somebody asked him off mic. And I forget which journalist wrote about it, but off mic, and he goes, "Hey, dude, if I release the rest of it, it's so fucked up that it would make the American public question everything we did."
Well, maybe we should.
I agree.
So maybe release it this time, bud.
Yeah, I agree. But Tupac, I'm good on. I think I know who did that. Biggie, I'm good on.
Maybe you could be in the room when Meek Mill and P. Diddy were...
God damn it, dude. No, I'm all good on that.
Or Will Smith and the murder room guy.
Oh, God.
Either one.
Man. I'm all good on that. And as far as, like, our lifetime is concerned, that's kind of it. Challenger shuttle, maybe?
Yeah, but we know what happened there.
We do, but was there a guy who made a call and was just like, look, it's 50-50. Just send him up.
I highly doubt that. NASA, come on. They've done some dumb shit. Like, I think, I don't know if it was NASA or one of the foreign agencies that programmed a lander in feet instead of meters, and it just like fucking drove 300 feet into the ground because it was obviously two different measurements. I don't know if that was our people or somebody else. So they fuck up sometimes, but it's not because they don't go through their pre-flight checks and shit. There's no goddamn way. Nobody would see a loose panel and be like, yeah, you know what? That might not contain the heat. It's like, oh, fuck it, man.
It's 50-50. No one. Him up. The world was excited. No. He sent him up. What about Bin Laden? That was all on camera, right? Weren't they watching it in the war room?
There's video footage of that, yeah.
There is. Mm-hmm. Okay. That would be cool to see. Mm-hmm. That would be a fun one. Where does that exist now?
Probably. I have no idea. I who knows? But that would be fun to see someday. Yeah, that might get released someday. Maybe.
You think so?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the reason they didn't, well, who knows why for sure. I assume that some brutal shit happened to some other people on site, so they didn't want to put it out. But the reason they gave for not giving him a burial is because they didn't want to create a fucking, a landmark for fucking Muslims to go to and whatever. Which they just apparently threw him out in the ocean. Maybe?
Yes.
Maybe, you know?
Well, it would make sense, right?
Who knows? Maybe they ground him up and put him in chili, like fried green tomatoes. You never know.
It'd be great.
The chili would have been spicy, that's for sure.
But that footage would be dope as shit to see.
Yeah, it'd be fun to see, yeah. I mean, any footage of Tier 1 operators doing their thing, it doesn't matter who's getting clipped, to be honest. I just want to see it.
Same, yeah.
To me, as somebody who's done that sort of stuff, to me, that's like watching sports. Frankly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's like watching Jordan dunk or some shit. They're the best shooters in the goddamn world. And everybody bitches all the time about, oh, this guy said this and this guy said this. One person told me about 10 years ago, he goes, you know what? Regardless of what happened in that room, nobody in there was a turd because they're all fucking SEAL Team 6 guys. Just relax. It doesn't matter. Fucking Christ.
No, I agree. But that would be cool to see, just because you've seen the photos with Hillary and Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And Hillary's, you know.
It would have been fun to see what's his name? Is it Felix Rodriguez, the fucking Cuban dude who was an agency asset? He was interrogating Che Guevara, and Che did something apparently that he didn't like, and he just walked up and smoked him right in the face in the jungle somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad. Oh, yeah. Hitler. Shit. I would want to know if the Hitler bunker got out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened in that fucking bunker afterwards?
Yeah. That'd be cool to see, yeah.
That would be an interesting one, yeah. So, shit. I'll swap out that one for JBR. For JonBenet Ramsey.
Because we're pretty sure that was just a little brother, and it was an accident.
Or the dad. I think you said the dad, right?
No, Cyril Weck said it was the little brother. It was an accident. And then he covered it up. That's what he thought anyways.
Oh, God, dude. But, yeah, so I'll swap out JBR for that one, and that's kind of where I live on this one.
Well.
Is the cemetery closing?
It's about that time. All right. We got to get out of here.
How's the light looking?
Good. Drinker Bro of the Week, though. Should we just pick somebody?
Yeah, Drinker Bro of the Week. Delco goes, should we just pick somebody back here? What does that say? I'll get up. Turn around.
Yeah, I can't see it.
It says,
we got it.
Bo Connolly, 1815 to 1886.
Good
Holy
life.
Shit, dude.
Good life. Back then, especially.
1815 to 1886. What are you, 71 at that point?
It's not a bad life. 70 or 71, yeah.
Fucking old school Augusta, Georgia cemetery here at this point. Shit. 1800s. All of it's 1800s? That's crazy, man. Look, I don't know what he did or didn't do. What if he was a horrible person, you know?
Nah.
Hope not.
Horrible people don't get stones like that.
You hope not, you know?
The only way to tell for sure is
there's some stones that are falling over here. It's pretty wild.
That obelisk, yeah. I think maybe we need to dig one of these guys up and see what's going on down here.
Yeah.
This could be a whole front for the mob or something. We got to investigate before we get out of here.
But No. You want to do some grave robbing?
No. No grave robbing. But we are going to dig somebody up. For sure. If he was buried in the late 19th century, that's just a fucking wooden box. Yeah. And it's gone by now. There's just a body down. There's just bones down there.
One would think.
Yeah.
But also in Georgia, he probably owned slaves, right?
You like to think so, you know?
I mean, I don't want to think so.
Well,
this
is a nice cemetery. It's I don't mean to say that I'm pro-slavery, but a guy who was affluent back then would have owned them, right? So
maybe
I just didn't want him to have a rough life, you know.
I'm not real sure on that. And then somebody just started calling me in my pocket. I was like, is it God telling us to get out of here? It could be.
I think that's the lightning coming.
It could be.
Yeah.
Either way, kids, this was important today. Rest in peace, Orenthal James Simpson, or not. Don't rest. If he actually did it, you know, I don't want him to rest in peace.
Yeah.
Don't know whether it's hot or cold where he is right now. First show in a cemetery for us? 1,500 episodes?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Maybe not the last. Come to mine if you want to. If you want to pop on out, you're welcome to do it. We're at the Masters. Don't know who's going to win yet. Don't know if Delco's even going to make it in or out. But it was a weird day today. I was not expecting the juice to go down. We pivoted. Gave you the OJ Simpson tribute show today. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.